So tonight, I want to do what to me is very interesting study. It's out of Mark 15, verse 55 to 65. Now, today, 14. As the lady...
Mark 14. From,
what?
Mark 14.
Didn't I say that?
No, you said 15.
Okay, 14. Mark 14. I must have seen the 5 there. Mark 14, 55 to 65. And Pat was reminded today by the lady who gave us our chicken that it's Palm Sunday, which he was about to write in. Well, this would have been occurring the night after the Last Supper, which I personally don't believe was Passover, because if it was, they wouldn't have been doing all this crap, because with the Jews...
According to Dennis Prager, it was a special Passover.
It's what?
A special Passover.
Yes. But still,
they had those things sometimes.
It starts at sundown the day before.
Yep.
You sundown, you start the day, you have the Passover, and then they would have been in Passover if this was Passover for the Last Supper. Therefore, they would have been doing this crap. But at any rate, they had come and they had grabbed Jesus. They hauled him to the Sanhedrin, which was their great Jewish religious council, and they're questioning him. The chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but they could find none. For many were giving false testimony against him, but the testimonies did not agree. Probably because they were false, and you can't keep your story straight. We heard him say, "I will demolish this sanctuary made by human hands, and in 3 days I'll build another not made by hands." Yet their testimony did not agree even on this. Then the high priest stood up before them and questioned Jesus, "Don't you have an answer to what these men are testifying against you?" But he kept silent, did not answer anything. Again the high priest questioned him, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?" "I am," said Jesus. "And all of you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming with clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his robes and said, "Why do we need witnesses? You've heard the blasphemy. What is your decision?" And they all condemned him to be deserving of death. Then some began to spit on him and blindfold him and beat him, saying, "Prophesy." The temple police also took him and slapped him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the word that you have given us to understand what was going on. Help us as we study it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, Mark, as I always get in trouble for saying, was actually kind of a quick and dirty. It came really soon after Jesus had ascended. Now, really soon was probably 40 years, but still, that was pretty soon after Jesus had left. And Mark was, and the only place you actually see him is in the book of Mark, strangely enough, is the little boy that was there that was witnessing Jesus be hauled away, but all he had on was a sheet because he was late at night, and they grabbed a sheet, and so here he is, naked as the day he was born, and he ran away. They believe that was, in fact, Mark, or John Mark, as we see later in Acts. But Mark wanted to get a gospel out there to say, this is the story of Jesus. This is what about Jesus. Okay? So some of the other Gospels put more into it. Matthew, we believe, was based on Mark, but it was done for the purpose of demonstrating how Jesus had fulfilled prophecy. Luke was based on both of those two and other things that he had learned. It's the only book that was not written by a Jew. And so, but he was writing this, we think, as a trial document for Paul as he was being held in Rome. But it basically is this very detailed description of what went on. And so we have things in each of them that are different. But one thing that is the same in all of these little accounts of this is the fact that Jesus, when asked if he was the Messiah, said, "I am." Now, the leaders of the Jews were looking for a way to kill Jesus. They thought he was going to bring Rome down on them because he was going around saying that he was the king of the Jews and all these kind of things. In fact, he did not. They said it about him. Okay? When he said he was Messiah, he sort of said he was the king of the Jews because that's what Messiah means, the anointed one, which would be the king. Okay, but he didn't say, "I'm the king of the Jews." It was said about him. They tried lies, but it didn't work, as we were seeing. See, they couldn't keep their stories straight. And so, since the lies didn't mesh, they didn't fulfill the Jewish laws. But then Jesus gave them what they thought was the perfect chart. Jews do not say, "I am." You will not hear a Jew say, "I am anything." Because "I am" is what God told Moses was his name. In fact, Yahweh means "I am who am." Okay? Jews won't say it. They won't write the word "God" because it says don't use the Lord's name in vain. So you can't say Lord, you can't say God, you can't say, and they will actually just put a little dash. Sometimes they will put G-D, but they will not say it because they don't want to use God's name in vain. To them, in vain is just the saying of it.
Yeah.
You know? If he was standing there and you said, "You are God," that's not in vain. But anything less than that, we're not going to do that. Mm-hmm. So, if you say, "I am," you are in fact claiming to be God. Moses was told to say, "I am sent him," in Exodus 3:13-14. Is that the one I have read? It is. Then Moses asked God, "If I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What's his name?' What should I tell them?" God replied to Moses, "I am who I am. This is what you're to say to the Israelites. 'I am has sent me to you.'" So what does this mean? Well, the word Yahweh in Hebrew is what's called the great I am, because that's who God said he was. Well, what does it mean? It's not a name per se. It's kind of a description. He doesn't have a name. He's just God. You know? It goes to the fact that he's not created, but he's the creator. I just am. Okay? He is what the Greeks call the uncaused cause. They philosophically looked at things and said, everything is caused by something. And that was caused by something. And using that logic, you can go way back, and eventually, theoretically, you have to get to some place where there was something that was not caused that started all of the causing. They refer to that as the uncaused cause, which they loosely define as being whatever God is. Okay? It's probably a pretty good description when you think about it. He's saying to Moses, "I just am." Okay? Nobody created me. I'm uncaused. I just am. Always have been, always will be. There's no way around this. So we have this trial. Now the testimony must agree with at least two people or you cannot charge this guy. And they can't get agreement. So they figure if he claims to be Messiah, they can show the Romans that he's trying to overthrow them. So they ask him, "Are you the Messiah?" He doesn't just claim to be Messiah. He uses, "I am." Now, Pat has had several references that she found where it says that what he said was, "I am he," or whatever like that. That it's not the great I am or whatever. But the point is, they would have taken it that way. Messiah, we can argue about. But claiming to be God is going over the line. I'm not going to have that. Now he has to die. So they take him off. And this is, like I say, one of the reasons that I don't believe that the Last Supper was actually the actual Passover. Because it then says they won't go into the courts of the Gentiles because they would not be able to eat the Passover. Well, now, wait a minute. If it was the Passover, they already ate it. But they didn't. But at any rate, that's a whole nother sermon. But they go and they take him and they say, "We want you to put him to death." And next week, we're going to look at that. Because it'll be Easter. And we'll also look at what happened after they put him to death. So what does it all mean to us? Some people will oppose anything that threatens their little domain. And that's what's going on. The Sanhedrin was in charge. Jesus should be in charge. And if they just sat down and think about it, they know it. They know when Messiah comes, they're done. He's in charge. This does not in any way deter the Lord that they didn't like what was going on. Jesus did, in fact, claim to be God several times. At least he claimed to be Messiah. The woman at the well said, "We know when Messiah comes, he'll make everything clear." And he said, "I am he who is speaking to you." We believe that he used the great I am at that point. But once again, the whole point of this is, the great I am would be Hebrew, Yahweh. We don't have in the New Testament any Hebrew documentation of any kind. It was all written in Greek. So we're translating it. And depending on what you think was meant by what the Greeks said, you know, the fact that this upset the leaders did not matter to Jesus in the least. Get upset. I don't care. But he's definitely saying, "I'm the guy." As a minimum, he's claiming that he is the Messiah and he's in charge. Since he was, in fact, God, we know that he died voluntarily for our sins. He said to his disciples, "Do you don't think I don't just get 12 legions of angels in here and smoke their butts right now?" This was all voluntarily. He gave his life for us. He did not have to. But we need to accept his sacrifice and live for him. We need to understand that we could not save ourselves, so he saved us. And we need to give our lives to him and serve him at all times from now on. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that we've been here tonight. Help us to be good servants. Guide us to do your will at all times. And help us to tell as many people as we possibly can about you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for being here, guys.